Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No Gator today. Stoney is in. Hello, Michael Stone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Went to the Piston game last night.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, enjoyed myself.
Got to see a preseason game.
It's what it felt like. Yeah. And yet it was, in many ways, Michael,
yes,
inspirational.
As the late but great comedian Richard Lewis would say, it was zany and delightful.
Is that what he would say?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I concur. It was both zany and delightful. Mm-hmm. Anything exciting with you last night?
Exciting. I watched the Pistons game on TV, and I watched the Eddie Murphy documentary that dropped yesterday on Netflix, which I enjoyed immensely.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we will touch on that a little bit later on.
Okay.
I got through another episode of Cocaine Cowboy. Actually, I didn't make it all the way to the end, which is on Prime, which is a story of Owen Hansen.
Right. You told me about that. Yeah.
The USC football player got himself wrapped up in a cartel. And I'm not sure. I was near the end of episode 3, and that might be it for the whole thing. But things can spiral out of control in life, Mike.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Thankfully. I think one of life's goals is to stay away from cartels.
Yes, I've managed that. You know, I've done
you've
some
done
weird
that?
Things. I've stayed away from cartels.
That's good.
The product that cartels sometimes supply, I didn't abstain from that my whole life. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. You've said a lot worse on the air than we'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
I can tell you that. So. Look, yesterday near the end of the show, I guess it was right as our show was ending, the news came out regarding Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because I've covered up close and personal, was around the rollover back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was covering Michigan at that time, yeah. And obviously the latest saga with Michigan football. And I've come to realize a few things about these types of stories. One is there's a lot of BS out there. Mm-hmm. Two is there's a lot of nuance. And there's a lot of subtleties that play themselves out that the public doesn't always know about.
Well, you know, it's weird that with the Maurice Taylor one, I mean, the fact that you didn't have to deal with social media while covering that, it was definitely
different. Well, there wasn't Twitter with all kinds of
right
theories being thrown out there and then being repeated as fact, or thought of as fact. But it's, you know, I mean, there's also good that can come out of that. What about this? What about that? Well, things need to be vetted. The one thing that I have learned, mm-hmm, and fully believe and have always believed is that if the NCAA comes calling for anything, it is in the best interest of the program to get through it as quickly as possible. And the reason I believe that is because Michigan, at the end of that was the Ed Martin rollover thing.
Correct.
I think the resulting punishment was a one year NCAA tournament ban. That dark cloud, because of the way that story played out, hung over that program almost a decade.
Plus they had to take the banners down and
yes,
all that stuff.
But it hung over the program for a decade. They didn't get to the far end of that for 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. And so when something moves in an expedited fashion, I think that that does the program a lot of good. As far as what the results were, if you ask me, this is about a major step towards the end of the Null Tucker saga.
Oh, pretty much. And he'll still probably try to fight it.
Of course he will.
Because, but look, Michigan State, and what I hate about this stuff is it always comes into, well, they got punished worse than I did and all that kind of stuff, which I think I understand some of it now because I have a lot of fans on both sides. As a Michigan football fan, I look at it as from the Mel Tucker thing is, you know what? They didn't fight it because what the hell? We kind of want this because now we have just cause, in our opinion. Now, I don't know what the statute of limitations would be on because this stuff, while it occurred under him, he didn't get fired because of it. He got fired because of the Brenda Tracy stuff, we believe.
If this helps them in any way, yes, get out from under this.
It's worth it.
It's totally worth it. You're right. I will say that it is getting to the end of a saga that if it helps them if it hurts Tucker's case against Michigan State, it helps Michigan State football.
Right.
A lot.
The kids, they don't want to lose the wins that they fought hard for on that field, but they were not good seasons. So in the grand scheme of things, who cares? The problem is, from the Michigan State fan perspective, is it's once again, what did we do? It was like $10,000 over like with three players for, you know, yes, we broke the rules, but it was such a piddly amount of money and all that. And yet in Ann Arbor, you have, you know, the sign stealing saga, which from what the NCAA said was basically level one, this, but because of a codicil, we can't take away wins because it's not under the rules of all that stuff.
Didn't fall under that umbrella.
And it also looks like, you know what? Michigan did the right thing because Harbaugh and Stallions never cooperated with the NCAA. So they had where they thought they had them dead to right. They had them, but they didn't have
the
complete proof.
Well,
I'm trying to say, being like a Michigan State fan's head here, and you're saying, what the hell? You know, now we've always thought that Michigan gets treated as, speaking as a Michigan State person right now, Michigan always gets treated better than we do. If we did this, it would be worse, and they get away with it. And to this, and I think Dan Wetzel wrote about it in ESPN, talking about how it's comical comparing the two. That Michigan State got pretty much screwed technically, and Michigan gets away with just the $300 million fine, which to the average fan doesn't mean squat. It means a lot to the school, right?
Well, it means a lot to, it can mean a lot to NIL, right. And I believe it was more money than that. And in watching the way the NCAA is operating now, money is players, and they are handing out major fines to, that is their new big card to play, because that means players.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of money that you're not getting for players. Michigan State is close to putting that saga behind them. But they're two separate. Like, you're bringing up one topic, I'm bringing up another.
Right.
But I don't tell people how to feel. You can feel however you want to feel. The way I see it, when the NCAA comes in and the case is closed and you can move on, and not only move on from this, but move on from perhaps that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not telling people how to feel, but I'd be like, that's not a bad outcome here, because if Mel Tucker got that money, that is crippling from a standpoint of what a department can do if they want to change a coach, if they want to hire another coach, mm-hmm. NIL money that they would commit towards players, any facilities they want to upgrade. I mean, it would be crippling, but
if you're going to make the comparison, here's my analogy. You might like it, you might not like it. To me, if you believe that Michigan gets favoritism, which I can see there's enough evidence where you could feel that way. To me, it's like Michigan is the bigger brand, obviously. It's the bigger fan base than Michigan State. We can all agree to that, no matter which side you're on. In professional sports and college sports, but mostly professional sports, who gets usually the benefit of the doubt from the officials? the superstars, the big names. That's what it is. Michigan gets the superstar call where Michigan State doesn't. And it might be a weird analogy, but that's the way I look at it now.
That's the way you see it.
And I understand to a certain extent why Michigan State fans get so pissed off. However, I will say this. I know it's hard to say because I'm not one of them. Get over it. I've moved here in 1986, and right from the get-go, it was apparent to me that Michigan had this unbelievable arrogance that our poop doesn't stink, and Michigan State has this unbelievable inferiority complex where they just, oh my God, they treat us like, you know, second citizens, low-class people. I remember even sending TV crews on Mondays to Ann Arbor when I worked at Channel 4 for Bo's press conference, and Michigan State people would call, well, how come you're not in East Lansing? I don't know. It's a little further, so we have one crew. We're going to go where it's closer. And they just never see it. It's that inferiority that a lot of them have, not all of them, obviously. But, yeah, I think Michigan gets some preferential treatment, but I think some of it's earned because of the brand.
All right,
they're the superstars.
Open lines 248-539-9797. What do we have today? Well, we've got the NFL Blitz thingy coming up today at 10:30. We got a Pistons. I don't know how to describe what we saw last night at LCA. I had a chance to go to the game, sit in the stands, had a blast, but there are some conclusions that we are drawing coming out of that. We'll start getting into the Lions and Eagles, what's going to happen on the field. Scott Boras weirding out. I got some thoughts on that. We will get to all of it today here on Carson Anderson with Stoney in for Scott 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Harsh, Stoney is in for Scott Anderson, 97.1. 248-539-9797. Ed is in Clarkston, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys. How's it going this morning?
It's going well.
You guys were talking about the Michigan State situation, and it got me thinking. The legal department got involved, and I just wonder, were they more, did they even kind of proceed in a deep throat type of way to call this out? Because with Mel Tucker, what they fired him for could be fought in a court of law, saying that's what I did in my private time. It was consensual, borderline, if that's cause to not pay him. This is a violation of the rules, which means they can fight having to pay him. And they may have pointed out that it goes back to 2024, which means Smith now may have known about it, which means now they may be able to fire him without having to pay his buyout. That's a $113 million swing for him.
I wouldn't think. I think the first part of your statement is probably accurate. I don't think the Jonathan Smith thing has anything
well,
to do with
it. I mean, if
this.
They're looking to replace him, you know, getting out in front of that, and there was no monetary penalty, which would have really hurt Michigan State, and they lost some wins and some pretty bad seasons. So, and they can't take the memories away from the players.
Yeah, look, I don't know if there's any tie to Jonathan Smith here. Could that card be played?
No.
I mean, what you said at the very beginning is true of all these cases.
Yeah,
the lawyers are definitely involved. And,
yeah.
You know, I know there's some people say it's not that, you know, we get that it's about the money. What about the principal? And I was talking to someone in a high position in college athletics, not Ward Manuel or something like that, who said to me, principal can lead to a lot of billable hours. And, you know, you have to decide which hills you're going to charge up. But I do agree. I'm sure the lawyers got involved and said, let's look at the bottom line here. And they're never going to come out and say, and I don't think you can come out and say that this is what we were hoping to get, because we are hoping that we can move away from the Mel Tucker saga and be just cut that cord and be done with it, which is in the best interest of Michigan State football. So 248-539-9797. I do want to touch briefly here on this Piston game last night. Had a chance to go, and Mike, 124-113 over the Bulls. The Pistons are without Cade Cunningham, out Jalen Duren, out Tobias Harris, out Jaden Ivey, obviously, out Marcus Sasser, out Isaiah Stewart, out Asar Thompson. I have no idea how they won this basketball game.
Well, let's be at least be fair. The Bulls were missing a couple of their good players, too. But
Josh
still,
Giddey and
not
Cody
as many
White,
as
yes.
we were.
They weren't missing
seven.
I
turned it on. And you were there, and I should have texted you because I know you were debating whether you'd go or not. And I figured, well, we found out Cade wasn't playing, he probably didn't go. But you went, and watching it on television, I thought I was watching a preseason game. I mean, there really wasn't much defense being played. It was just guys running up and down the gym and having a good time. And the Pistons were having a great time early. And then it got a little, all of a sudden, the Bulls said, I said, what the hell's going on here?
Well, they cut it to two.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was like 20. Yeah, it had a preseason feel to it. But you couldn't tell the guys on the bench that were the regulars.
They were loving it.
They were loving every second of it. And I'm happy as hell for the Paul Reeds and the Danis Jenkins of the world that got to go out there and play a ton. And look, you know, Ron Holland, at one point I was like, maybe Ron Holland should be coming off the bench. Maybe that's where he's most comfortable at this point in his career. It was funny because there were some struggles, right? I mean, there was some uneven play. But it's good to see guys given opportunities and see what they are capable of. And in the end, I wonder if something useful comes out of this. Like, you know, you get to the trade deadline and you, by that point, you know, all right, we don't need to replace Danis Jenkins or something of that nature, right? Somebody who is given more of an opportunity due to these circumstances becomes an asset long term because of this chance that they're getting. Like, I was stunned that they were even in the game, let alone won it, let alone controlled most of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was great because, you know, I got a text from my brother-in-law in Philly because Paul Reed used to play for the Sixers, and he goes, what's with Paul Reed? He's, hey, 28 points? Is there a misprint here? I said, no. He's been great. He was hitting threes. He had, what do you have, like 14 rebounds too? I mean, he was unbelievable.
He looked like a prime Kevin Garnett last night. I don't know what got into him. Honestly, I'm watching the game, and I was wrong about Paul Reed as far as just a third center. I'm like, you can do better than that, right? Boy, was I wrong. This guy, I guess when given the minutes, and I guess a lesser competition, we get that, but he can shine. And you forget, these are pros, and they're ridiculously in the one percentile of being guys to be able to get paid to do this. And Doug, last night, that was an absolute culture win. They won on mindset. It was almost like it didn't matter who was out there. You're a Piston. We're going to grit this thing out. I know everyone hates hearing that word now because it's been overused, but that's what kind of this city's been built on, and all the teams have kind of taken it on. It was like a vibe win. Like, we're just going to go out there, and we're going to will our way to victory, yeah, no matter who's on the court.
I can't believe that that's true already. I'm not saying you're wrong, Kang. I just can't believe it's true. If that is the case, that's already true, that people win because of the Piston culture, that it almost, like, you put on the uniform, you're going out there and the expectation is to win this game and whatever it takes.
I just hope, I mean, it's really cool that happens. I mean, it happened with the going to work, the Bad Boys, and of course we're talking about, you know, grit, the Lions and all that. I just hope they don't get blinded we talked about, you know, Markkanen yesterday and,
yep.
You know, there's another one today, possibly, which that's a weird one too, Anthony Davis, but we'll get to that later probably. But where they're not going to sit there and say, you know what, we're not going to go after a really good player because he doesn't have grit.
Yeah, I don't know how Trajan Langdon's going to operate yet. He seems pretty conservative to me, but we'll see. But last night when Arthur Millett came out and hit a three, I was like, that's enough. That's the Legion of whom? Yeah. This is unbelievable.
That's why Mason was calling him in the Legion.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I was just telling your screen, I said, I think what's being lost in translation here, I mean, I watched the game, and honestly, it was very entertaining to me. It was a breath of fresh air just to see guys that G League guys get on TV and do their thing, right, that you know they normally wouldn't get the opportunity. And to watch the starters, I mean, most starters play. Like, most starters were available. And to watch them do what they did, it was pretty cool. But what's being lost is the coaching. Yeah. Like, JB can coach his butt off. When you take guys from the Detroit Crews and have them compete against an NBA team, because that's what the Bulls put out there last night. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, okay, well, the Bulls were watered down. No, they just had two guys missing. We had a whole starting lineup.
Right.
And they let – Duncan Robinson came out. He reminded me when he was at Michigan. He came out on fire from the tip, and he didn't let up. Yeah, he fouled out, but he gave it all. I was very proud as a Pistons fan to watch them do what they did last night. It was awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fun in that game last night, Mark. Feedback coming in. What's funny about college sports is, remember this, it's by the sport. In football, it's Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama. If it were basketball, that would favor Michigan State, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky.
Oh, as far as...
The NCAA.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina, I mean, their players didn't go to class for basketball, and they got off scot-free, right?
From an unnamed texter, you think this is a scenario you tell state fans to get over it? What a massive lack of awareness. Typical Michigan fan.
That was you that said get over it. Yes, I know. Just not get over. Just get all. Just stay with yourself. Don't worry about them. You're good enough on your own. I know it's easy to say because I'm not
right.
One of you. But I don't know.
You're saying get over the obsession with Michigan.
Yeah, get over the obsession with Michigan, regardless of everything.
Anyway, we will get to the Blitz thingy next here on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Stoney is in for Gator. It is the Karsh and Anderson program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm here on 97.1 The Ticket, and every Thursday at this time, we swing around the NFL with the Blitz thingy. A six-pack of questions from Kang, our producer. Stoney, you deferred yesterday, so you go first today.
All right, here we go, Stoney. Let's see if that strategy pays off.
Okay.
Question number one. What team has been the biggest surprise this year? That's either good or bad.
Well, the biggest surprise to me has been the New England Patriots. I thought it would take a few years for Vrabel to get going. I didn't expect Drake May to be as good as he's been. And they, right now, believe it or not, are in position to be the number one seed in the AFC East, which is mind-boggling.
I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts. they've already hit the over for season wins.
I think the Patriots have too.
And Daniel Jones isn't supposed to be doing this. In the last calendar year, one way or another, all of the following quarterbacks have been selected over Daniel Jones, either chosen to start or they were held on to instead of Daniel Jones. Tommy DeVito, Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, J.J. McCarthy, even Anthony Richardson was supposed to start. And who's leading the way doing this?
Daniel Jones.
It all started with a benching about a year ago. And since then, he's been released and others have played over him. Draft picks have been selected instead of him. And he's got him where they've got him. I think this story is incredible. Go Daniel Jones.
Yeah, the Colts are definitely one of the teams you could put in this category. There are a lot to choose from. Mm-hmm. You got the Seahawks. Even the Panthers, I think, have exceeded some people's expectations. They're in a running for a playoff spot. But I agree with Stoney. I'm going to take the Patriots. Vrabel's first season, I know he's done it before, but his first season with a second-year quarterback doing this well in that division, they're leading that division ahead of the Super Bowl, one of the Super Bowl favorites in the Buffalo Bills. Vrabel maybe winning the coach of the year at the end of the season, and Drake may win the MVP. All right, Seahawks at the Rams. Does the winner take the division?
No. They play again in 4 weeks. So they both have relatively tough schedules the rest of the way. But I think it's too early to make that statement with them tied. Great showdown.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about this. And I go back to in these questions, or maybe it was bold-ass predictions. I said three teams from the NFC West would make the playoffs. I like that prediction, how it stands today. These two teams have been impressive, but they still have another game on the schedule.
I thought there was a shot Arizona would get into before the season started, but that was a bad, bold-ass prediction. I agree with Doug, because they do play each other, and they both, I know the Lions, the Rams have to play the Lions. Seattle's been unbelievable. I don't know, when push comes to shove, I will go with Stafford over Darnold.
I would agree.
So, does the winner take this division? Yes, if the Seahawks win, because the Rams' schedule looks a little bit more difficult than the Seahawks the rest of the year, but it could very well come down to that matchup, and that game could be one of the biggest games of the year, and we think this game coming up is big, but that one could be even bigger for the division. But right now, if the Seahawks win, they take definitely the lead in the driver's seat, and I think they'll eventually pull it out. All right, another big game this week, Chiefs at Broncos, but is this a must-win for the Chiefs?
I think it is. I mean, yeah, they could get on a roll even if they lose, but Denver, their defense is so good, I don't see them losing very many games. Now, their offense has been kind of shaky at times. Bo Nix has had some ups and his downs, and they've come up with some miraculous victories, but if they go this far ahead of the Chiefs, the Chiefs are in trouble.
Yeah, this is a must-win for what? A must-win for the division? Yes. If they lose it 3.5 games behind with seven to go, they're in deep caca. But if they're trying to make the playoffs, no, it's not a must-win. The worst they'll be is a game out, although they don't hold the tiebreaker over Jacksonville, right. So it might be essentially two games out if they lose and Jacksonville wins. But as far as the division is concerned, it is must-win. For the playoffs, it's not.
All right, for the sake of the question, I'm going to say it is a must-win. But I do think they're going to win for the record. With that being said, the AFC, yeah, the division is going to be tough. The playoffs, they could still get in, of course, Doug, like you said, but it's really, really murky. There's a lot of teams in the AFC with similar records, and the Chiefs, they definitely don't look like the Chiefs of past. You know, Travis Kelce, ever since he got engaged, guys, doesn't look the same. I don't know, man. Mahomes, he's always going to be Mahomes, but he needs those weapons around him. They don't have a run game right now. I know they got Rice just coming back, so we'll see, but I do think they'll win. Because they always find a way. They've been there. They've done that. You always go back to Mahomes. He's calm, cool, collected with Andy Reid. Those guys know exactly what to do when the time gets tough, and I think they'll pull it out this weekend. All right, who will be the next head coach of the New York football Giants?
Okay, so I think they're going to go big here, and I think they're going to try and rattle cages and steal the headlines from the Jets. I think they're going John Gruden, next head coach of the New York Giants. It'll certainly put him back on the front page or the back page or whatever the hell they do in New York. Feels like a New York state of mind kind of move to me. John Gruden, head coach, New York Giants.
Well, if you're going to go that far, you might as well go Belichick as far as steal the note. But I'm not going that far. I think they want to find somebody who can really work with Dart. And the hottest coordinator out there is in Seattle, right? Clint Kubiak. So that's, I think maybe they go there.
Stoney, we're on the same path as far as you got to find someone to work with Jackson Dart. I totally agree with that. We just have different coaches. I'm going with the offensive coordinator in Washington, Cliff Kingsbury. I think he's good with young quarterbacks. Jackson Dart is the absolute key to the franchise right now, whether they turn it around or not. You got to hand it over to a guy who's going to take, you know, he's going to have his handprints all over that. And he's good at calling plays. I don't know if he's going to be a good head coach necessarily. But that's what the league is about now. They take the offensive coordinator and they let him call plays to be the head coach to keep the quarterback. Because otherwise, if he stays coordinator, you end up losing him to another team anyways. But I got Cliff Kingsbury, next coach of the Giants. Knock, knock. Who's there? All right, Travis Hunter's season is officially over after season-ending knee surgery, guys. When Hunter returns in 2026, should the Jags continue to play him on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, because I don't think his injuries has anything to do with it. I don't think they should. It should be a 50-50 split. I personally think he should be primarily a wide receiver and then play DB when they need him to.
I thought it was a bad idea to begin with, and regardless of whether this injury has anything to do with it, I'm sticking with it. I don't think you can keep this up in the National Football League. It's hard enough to survive a season playing half the snaps. So, yeah, I don't think he should play both ways. I think probably receiver. I agree with Stoney, but at the end of the day, I think they need to stop this.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they should do that either, but this is what they drafted him for, so stand on what you drafted him for and have some conviction. So, yeah, when he does come back, continue to do what you were trying to do, which is play him on both sides of the ball almost equally, because I think they're upping those snaps and those reps as the season went along. I don't think the injury had anything to do with that either, but it's something you got to keep in mind that, you know, football is a physical sport. Guys are getting injured all the time. I think he should have focused solely on receiver, like you guys mentioned, but they traded up to get him for all this, so now you need to stick with it. All right, Rob Gronkowski signed a one-day contract to retire as a New England Patriot this week. A reporter asked him about a possible statue outside the stadium, you know, like Tom Brady has. Gronk joked and said, no, Brady's one of a kind. But seriously, guys, should the Patriots actually consider building a statue of Gronk as well?
So organizations, when you're deep into the culture of an organization, you know what's important to the fans, what's been important, you know, behind the scenes. And so as an outsider, it's hard for me to look at this, but I looked something. This blew my mind. Gronk has more all-pro selections than Tom Brady. He was an all-pro selection 4 times. Brady was only 3 times.
Wow.
That blew my mind. But for me, the criteria would be centered around being you would have to be, to get a statue, a central figure in a glorious era. And even with that as the background for this, that Gronk was all-pro more than Brady, he wasn't the central figure. Brady was a central figure. And in fact, it would be a Belichick statue, right? I mean,
yes, I would say Belichick ahead of Gronkowski, but he wasn't the central figure, but he was a central figure. And I think that's very important. And yeah, I have these weird things. Like, first of all, the whole 1 day contract just pisses me off more than any, it pisses
Stoney,
me
you
off
say,
more
maybe
than
it's
should.
Just me.
Yeah, that's say, it. Yeah, maybe yeah. It's just me.
This one could be. Yeah. It's like, I know. You know, the first
2 minute timeout yesterday. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. And today, one day contract. Maybe it's just you.
Who cares? You're retired. Who cares what you retire as? It doesn't. Why do they care? I don't know. Anyway, they want to put a statue up. That's fine.
Okay, I think most people's first reaction is no, but I got to tell you, I don't want to treat this like jersey retirements or anything. But Doug, you just mentioned the All-Pro stuff. To me, in my opinion, Gronkowski is the greatest tight end of all time. So I don't think it's over the top to actually put a statue of the greatest tight end of all time. By the way, who meant so much to your team and those Super Bowl wins. He was Tom Brady's favorite target. Stoney, you just said it. He wasn't just an important player. He was a focal player on that team. This is not like putting up a statue of Edelman or you know, any of the other, you know,
right
players, an offensive lineman or whoever. No, this is Rob Gronkowski. Now, I'm not saying they need to do it right away or anything like that, but I don't think it's a crazy idea. I think that actually it will be done one day.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was that good of a tight end. Guys, I got a bonus question if you want. This just came across the wire.
Sure.
All right. I didn't know this till this morning, but Russell Wilson apparently has joined Cameo. You guys are familiar with Cameo.
I know.
He's charging $333 for a Cameo. All right. Not that, expensive at all, just right, or too expensive? What do you think?
I think for a guy who's won a Super Bowl, and I look, I charge $25.
Actually, it's $33. Kenny Koch just looked it up. Do you even know your own prices?
You charge $33?
Did I? Yeah, I think I raised it once or something. I don't know.
I charged $25.
Oh! Okay.
That's why I don't get
honestly,
very many.
$333 for Russell Wilson?
That's a pretty good deal.
Seems like a good deal to me. Yeah. I don't need a cameo from Russell Wilson. I can't even think of a reason why I'd want one.
I don't understand why people would want a cameo of me. But
think about this. Yeah. If you could have any athlete for $333... There are guys out there that I'd pay $333 to send a happy birthday to my kid or something. Yeah.
Yeah, so my first thought is, that doesn't seem that expensive.
No, I agree.
Super Bowl champion, you know.
Hey, we got discounts on Russell Wilson cameos.
Yes.
Is this on the clearance rack of cameo?
We have a friend who's a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, even though he grew up in New York. And he's so obnoxious. So for his birthday one year, we all chipped in. I forget what it was. It was expensive. We got Lawrence Taylor to do a cameo and just MF them all. It was hysterical.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily pay that much myself, but if you get a bunch of buddies together and throw 10 guys, throw $30 each in on it, not too bad. I'd do it.
I think this is a bargain. This is a cameo bargain.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. That concludes the Wide Nine, Omaha, four down, around the league, blitz thingy. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 and ticket open lines, 248-539-9797. Michael Stone is in for Scott the Gator Anderson. Let's get back to your phone calls. Bill is in Sterling Heights, and he's on 97.1. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Doug. Hey, Stoney.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. I want to talk about our G League Pistons. Getting the job done last night. I mean, that was pretty awesome. We might just have a pretty good basketball team in this town, you guys.
It looks that way. I mean, the only thing I would caution is the only really good team they've played and they did beat was the Houston Rockets. So their schedule has been very favorable so far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the best team in the East was Cleveland, and they basically cleaned the Pistons' clock here at LCA, right?
Right. It remains to be seen, but I think it's very, it's very positive.
Absolutely. I love
it. Been doing now. Yeah. And the thing I wanted to say specifically was, when Jaden Ivey comes back, don't you have to just kind of bring him off the bench a little bit at this point to just see how it works and like kind of slowly try to integrate them into what they're doing?
I would say so. I'm not – Jaden Ivey feels like this asset, this massive asset, and I'm not sure if he's most valuable to the Pistons in uniform playing for the Pistons or somewhere else.
Yes.
As a trade chip. And it's no offense to him. And I think this is these tough decisions have to be made. Like, are we talking about a player who is for some reason, when he's on the floor, they aren't the best version of themselves? Or are we talking about a player that puts them over the top? And Bill, it will feel like a trade, like getting this player of this caliber, of this skill set back, feel like a trade. I hope it's that he fits right in and just makes them even that much better. But I'm not 100% sure that's the case.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard him talked about in trade scenarios before. So it could go down that way, but it's sort of a good problem to have.
Oh yeah. Rather have too much talent than not enough.
Yeah, and I really enjoy when Sir Thompson and Ron Holland are on the floor together. It's kind of with the energy they bring, and just, you know, I'm just really enjoying watching them, and I think they could just get better, in my opinion.
No, I don't disagree with that. I mean, now the one thing to be cognizant of is last year at this time, I got to see if I can find this and make sure I'm correct on this. Last year on November 13th, the Phoenix Suns were 9-3 and one of the top teams in the West. And last year, the Phoenix Suns didn't make the playoffs. So, you know, these early season type of success stories, they definitely can be misleading. I think that given that the Pistons were in the mix last year in the East, they're more likely to be an authentic challenger in the Eastern Conference. I don't know if they're the best team in the East, as you pointed out the schedule.
Yeah.
But we can have legitimate discussions about that.
Absolutely. I mean, look, Cleveland is terrific, but right now the Pistons are two games ahead of the Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is the for now thing, but There's a lot of basketball to be played. Feedback coming in. Justin and Madison Heights says, I love you boys talking Pistons. That game was unfathomable. Even up 23 late, I was nervous because of all the injuries. Them G League boys stepped up big. The closeout was gritty. And that is LFG, Justin and Madison Heights. Next one. JB is a great coach, and he has a squad with great chemistry. Jenkins to play 40 minutes is wild. LeVert had a nice game. Allen, these boys should be on the squad. The rest of the league is in trouble.
Oh, whoa. The rest of the East, beside from Cleveland and maybe the Knicks, you could say might be in trouble for this year. But don't put the rest of the league. When you look what's going on out West, I mean, Oklahoma City, the defending champs, are 12-1. They blew out the Lakers, minus LeBron, you know, they were up 30 at one point last night. Denver, Jokic had 55 last night. They're 9-2. Wemby's playing great. They're 8-2. Houston, who I mentioned, the Pistons actually beat, are 7-3. And even the Lakers, who don't look that great, they're 8. Look, the West, it's a different ball game. And I found this, you know, no, I wouldn't call it a stat, but you know, if you pay attention, you know, Bradley Beal is on the Clippers and they're struggling a little bit. He's now out for the season. So all of a sudden, this team that a lot of people thought was going to like maybe make the NBA Finals, they're going to probably be in the lottery. All right. So do you know who has LA number one draft pick?
Dallas?
No, that would be the one, the only. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, they
hold the Oklahoma picks. City Thunder for this coming draft. The defending champs, a very young team with last year's MVP. You got Holmgren. You got Jalen Williams isn't even playing right now. He's hurt. This is what, as of now, by the standings today, the picks they have in the next draft. 7, 10, 21, and 24.
They have four picks in the top 24.
Number one picks. They don't have their own.
They can't use all them.
No, I know.
You know how good the Pistons are playing right now and how unbelievable this is? That previous texter wants Allen. Allen should be on this squad. Who the hell is Allen? That's how good they are. We got dudes that don't even play for the team that should be on the squad.
I believe one of their assistant coaches is Allen.
Who's that?
Was it Jason Allen? He was here before.
Oh, Jerome Allen?
Jerome Allen.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
Stoney, you're talking like you didn't watch Javonte Green last night. Dude, put some respect on the Crews are on a 2-game win streak.
I will say Javonte Green has not won this guy over. I am not in the Javonte Green camp.
And they haven't even got Isaiah Jones, you know, yet, right? Who they picked up.
No, of course the Pistons have a long way to go, Stoney. You're right. I mean, there's a lot of talented teams, especially in the West. But
right.
It's just good to see.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do too. It was one of those wins like last night. I got to ask you guys, Doug, Stoney, did that mean anything, or is that just one of those feel-good stories that they won with no players? Or does it actually mean something long-term?
I don't think it means anything long-term. Just the fact that it just shows you how much this team loves each other, which is kind of cool.
Well, does that mean something long-term?
Maybe. I don't know. And also, the Chicago Bulls got to be...
I mean, basically we're asking, did last night's game matter? Does it matter in any way? Is it just one of 82, or was last night's game indicative of somebody where Duncan Robinson and Danis Jenkins and Paul Reed and a bunch of dudes and some guy named Allen who isn't even on the team, they banded together and won a game?
Yeah.
Is that all it means? They just banded together and won a game on a Wednesday night in November, or was that significant?
Well, here's the other problem.
I want to hear arguments that it's significant. I'm here for it.
The problem I have, it is not with them, obviously. I mean, even Caris LeVert, you know, he had a good game. He had 17 points. He was a significant player.
Yeah, he's a regular. He's in the regular rotation.
So, you know, he doesn't start, but he is in the regular rotation. The problem is, have we gotten to the point, even in this town, in the way sports is right now, that because they made the playoffs last year and looked pretty damn good, even though they lost in the first round of the Knicks, is no matter what happens right now, just get me to the playoffs and we don't care about the regular season again?
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet either, but it's like, okay.
Do people get into that mode? Sure, they get into that mode. I'm not in that mode yet.
No, I'm not yet either.
That's what happens when you're going to NBA finals year after year. Or you make deep playoff runs. Yes.
I know.
Are people there already?
Well, you know what it is? It's football season. You know? That's true, the Pistons are a cute little story is what people say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. I think and by the way, I wanted to ask you this because you were there and I saw it on TV.
Yep.
How those unis look in person?
Get to that next.
Oh.
I got a comment. Okay. About the uniforms. And more of your phone calls, 1102-971 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.